Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. And it's time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. Sherry Wilt is in with us here with the Greater Bartlesville Area Chamber of Commerce. And boy, nice to do with Phillips 66 about a week or so ago.
Yeah, I think it was that last week? My weeks fly by.
It was last week, yeah.
Leadership Bartlesville kicked off at the same time with the welcome reception and orientation, so last week was crazy. So we had a good forum with their CEO, Greg Garland, mm-hmm. gave an update and talked some of the commitment here in Bartlesville. So much happening out at their research center. So
I'm glad you brought that up because Mr. Leisure, I think is his name, said that, yes, they're going to be busy out here at our research facility. So anybody who thought, oh, my gosh, what's going on? Yeah, because they're exploring different ways of transforming energy. Right. A lot of that research is going right there where we do the research, in Bartlesville. It's staying home.
People have no idea. There's, I'm going to get this wrong, but I know every continent is represented except for Iceland, mm-hmm. and they have 31 languages or a multitude of languages that are spoke out there.
Wow, that's
I'm sure they speak English too, but just from, you know, where they come from. So people don't realize the diversity that it's out there and the magnitude of the draw to that facility. So mm-hmm. Anyhow, it's a huge, huge asset in our community. A lot of people don't realize what all goes on out there. So
very, very smart people with very, very,
very
smart families.
Smart. Smarter than me.
Me too.
Start talking. It's like, oh, okay. Going over my head. But some great research going on out there. So
manipulating the molecules,
yeah,
as Mr. Garland
said. Yeah, I was never real good in science or math.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I thought needed to be brought up again.
Well, and we do have, speaking of our other major employer, we have ConocoPhillips update with their CEO, Ryan Lance, and that will be on September 14th. And it will be held at City Church again. He will give an update what's going on, the latest with ConocoPhillips. Mm-hmm. And anyhow, that will be on the 14th. Oh, I started to say it's a different time. They always do a brunch because then from there he goes out to the United Way Golf Tournament. And, you know, visits with the folks. And so it's from 10 to 11:30. So it's a little bit different. And we always send reminders out because people are so used to it being over lunch. Our major forum series is usually over lunch. We do have the governor next month, or, well, October.
October
6th
wow.
Will be our forum speaker, October 6th. So I'm looking forward to that. So
where will that be held?
I am not sure yet. I know we just confirmed it, so I need to get with Tressa, my events person.
Okay.
But information, I'll be on the radio before then. But,
oh, yes, you will.
That will be, that'll be a good, it'll be a state of the state, kind of where we are and where we're moving, and excited about that, so.
And the date?
October the 6th.
6th, okay, yes. got it.
Appreciate them booking in advance. Mm-hmm. Usually, it's so hard working with elected officials. So many times they won't give you anything till 2-3 weeks out, and so it was nice that they went ahead and committed and booked, and we really appreciate that.
Because we're Bartlesville, Sharon.
I guess that's what it is.
He likes Bartlesville.
But he should like Bartlesville. So, but anyhow, that'll be October 6th. So, looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Great! Wow! So much going on. Now we've got the golf tournament coming up, as you alluded to. That is a big deal. That's tomorrow.
The
right?
Tomorrow, yes.
Yeah.
Tomorrow in the heat.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hot one, but it'll be a really good day. Better than rain, so
yes.
We'll take heat over rain.
How are we looking outside of the weather?
Looking good. We have 22 teams, I believe.
Wow, that's good.
I never get in the details. That's what Tressa and Kim do, but mm-hmm. We've got a great tournament. We got lots of fun contest. We got lots of fun hole sponsors. Mm-hmm. So really, it's a fun tournament. We have players coming from around the state, some state officials and different things, and coming in playing here with mm-hmm. our folks in Bartlesville. It's our 32nd year for this tournament. So
great, and of course, you know, it's a great way to maybe get the ear of lawmaker and you know, ask a few questions and maybe, you know, impart some advice.
Yeah, that would be good. So that's part of the point of it. So, and then a lot of our members just like to play. They form their own team. Uh-huh. You know, they might see them at lunch or whatever, but they like to put together their own team and just enjoy a day out of golf. So, yeah. Anyhow, it's
and
fun.
And this is something we do every year, right?
It is, yes.
Yeah. Wow.
So I'm hoping to move it out of August.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You know, I can see a mid-October day.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said. I'm like, a beautiful fall day. That's when I want to be out there.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's
going to
be a heat index of 106, but it's going to be good. I mean, it's. I've heard it doesn't faze golfers, so.
It doesn't. You know, you only get out to swing. Then you get back in the cart.
And the cart cools you down, right?
Yeah,
with the wind.
Wind, yeah.
Anyhow, that is tomorrow out at Adams, and we're love working with Adams Golf Course. Great, beautiful city course, and
Jerry Benedict says it's all ready to go.
It is, so yeah, so we're looking forward to that. Be good.
Super.
September 9th, we have Business After Hours. It will be hosted by St. John Catholic School, so looking forward to that. And then on September 21st, we have another, it's called Chamber U, and it's trainings that we do. They're free for our members. And this one is making your website work for you. And
That's good.
Yeah, it is. I mean, websites are, there's so many things you can do to enhance websites to make them more effective, to work for you. I know my staff will be sitting in on it as well. And it's, like I said, it's free to our members. It's held at the chamber office, so it's convenient. And they're in the morning. I think it's 8:30 to 9:30, or 8 to 9. I should have written that down. But it's, you know, first thing in the morning, so you can go, be done, and you've got the rest of the day. And anyhow, like I said, they're free for our members. It's just a benefit for chamber members. We always try to look at things we can do to enhance their membership, try to meet their needs. And so many times you see trainings come through, whether they're, you know, virtual or driving somewhere or, you know, flying somewhere, and they're, you know, $85, $300, whatever. Mm. And, you know, we try to bring in good quality trainings that are free for our members. So
now, of course, we've been throwing a lot of dates and times out at you folks during the course of our broadcast. But if you only go to your website, which is an easy one to navigate, it's bartlesville.com. That's it. And they'll have it all there for you.
Yes. All the information with all our events, dates, times, places, locations, you know, upcoming things. It's all on there front and center when you first pull up the website.
Even stuff you're not even involved with is on your calendar lot.
There is. We do, and that's another thing. Thank you. We have a chamber calendar. We have a community calendar. Mm-hmm. And we really, really encourage people now that, well, hopefully, events are getting kind of back in the swing. I know right now it's a little bit dicey and some people have canceled some things. But if you have an event plan that is open to the community, please put it on the chamber's community calendar, because it's a great, and it's only as strong as people will use it. But if you're trying to plan an event, it's a great to be able to go look, oh, we're planning something on the same day to somebody else. And that only, you know, divides your audience. And so if everybody would put their events on there, everybody could kind of see and coordinate. It's hard to plan events in Bartlesville without crossing on to someone else. So anyhow, I encourage people to do it. It's real easy to submit the event, and you know, it walks you right through it. So there's a button that says submit event. And then, like I said, it walks you through it. So like I said, if you sit on a board or you're with an organization that is planning an event, please put it on our community calendar.
And it's easy to do.
It is easy. It walks you right through it. So
what else we got coming up?
What else? Let's see. Women in Business. Our Women in Business Luncheon Series is kicking off in September, and I should have written that date. It's
on the website.
It's on the website. It's on Wednesday.
We'll get it.
but that's kicking off, and we have a speaker that I think is going to be actually fascinating. It's on finding like financial fraud in your business, and that's what she does. And even if you're not in the financial, you know, like that's not necessarily your job is, you know, finances or anything. I think some of the stories and things she's going to tell is just going to be fascinating. But that kind of thing kind of fascinates me. But she's a speaker who speaks kind of around the country. And and so we were excited to be able to get her. And it's I think it'll be very, very interesting. So
your eyes will be open. You have no idea some of the most innocent things you can find yourself into. You've just given away all your secrets.
So true. So anyhow, that's going to be that'll be good. But we did have our board retreat yesterday, which it was good. We went out to Willow Rock, so it wasn't like we had to go far, but such a beautiful location.
We were at
their event center. It's so peaceful out there. Love to work out there. But anyhow, we had our board retreat, and we looked at and evaluated assets that make a community competitive. And there were like 12 different ones that we kind of analyzed. We looked at what are ones the chamber could actually maybe affect change to, be an advocate for, and just kind of evaluated them. It was a quick evaluation, and then we'll take that from there and discuss further, kind of dig a little deeper at our board meetings, which we meet monthly, or usually we meet monthly most months, and we'll be working on that. So our board is a governance board. They don't get in, you know, details of, you know, setting up chairs and tables for an event or anything like that, but they're more for governance, more for overview of the bigger picture of things. They don't get into the minute details of running the chamber, which is nice. It's how a board should function. And but the bigger picture of what's going to make the community be a better place. So
great. I know that it's really hot outside, but I can't help thinking of Christmas coming up.
Oh, some cooler weather, maybe a few snowflakes. Us too. So, yeah, Christmas in the Ville is going to be here before we know it.
Yes!
Fall will be here before we know it. Pretty soon it will be cooler. But, yeah, Christmas in the Ville is in full planning mode. It will happen this year. It will be, our opening night is December 3rd, and so many fun activities planned that night. It is just a magical, magical night. We have a park lighting with all our lights that come on, and we have food trucks and just all sorts of other fun activities for kids, for families, and obviously that's when the rink opens. So the first three weekends, it will be open Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday nights from from 3 to 6, we have family skate time, which is fun. And it's reserved for families or kids skating with an adult, kids like 12 and under. So it gives kids that are smaller the chance to get out there and, you know, especially on a Friday night or Saturday night, sometimes the rink gets pretty crowded. It's harder for the smaller ones. So it's a perfect time for the little ones to get out and really experience the ice. And then it'll be open Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 9. And then once school's out on the, I should have looked at the date, but like the 20th or whenever school's out, we're open every day from 1 to 9 through January the 2nd.
Yeah.
And then go back to school on January 3rd. So it's going to be a good season. Pray for good weather. Not too hot, not too cold. It's funny
like
that it's an ice rink, but if it gets too cold, people don't want to go ice skate. if it's threatening snow, they don't want to ice skate. Although when we did have snow last year, it was fun. There were people out there, and it was just magical. It was lightly snowing, and people were enjoying it. I mean, that's what you think of. But it's funny that it's an ice rink, and if it gets too cold, nobody wants to go out there. Or if it's the first cold snap, they don't want to get out. Now, if it stays cold, then they get used to it, and they'll come skate. So it's funny the
habits. They're kind of fickle. They like it between 55 and 60.
Exactly. Yeah. And then when it hits 60, it's a challenge to keep the ice. Without having little petals in certain corners, especially the north corner where the sun just beats down in the afternoon. But, lots of fun things planned for that.
On the opening night last year, there were so many people. And I mean so many people. But one thing that people remarked was, what a lovely downtown we have. And we do. And we also had a business crawl that night?
Yeah, we had a merchant crawl.
They really
went
liked
around. We had that. We had a little tot train that was a real train. In fact, the guy that owns our rink comes in and does that for us.
Aww.
Kids and the parents could ride it too. Went up and down 2nd Street in front of our chamber. We had the Disney princesses there. We had Elsa and Anna. Santa and Mrs. Claus, of course, are there. We have the best Santa in the whole world. We got lots of comments last year from people who really appreciated being able to for their kids to be able to see Santa. He wasn't behind plexiglass. He was there and available and would talk to the kids however they wanted. If they needed to step back, that was great.
Cool.
He was great. If you wanted to get on his lap, he was great. So just and picture opportunities. We had that giant red sleigh. It makes great, great pictures, especially the kids, you know, with Santa and Mrs. Claus. And so anyhow, just, you know, all the fun things that you think of with Christmas, 28-foot tree, giant ornament, park lit, music, It's great.
You know, even the train had accent lights on it.
It did. It was like, we tried to light up everything. And I want to just give a huge shout out to our two lead sponsors. Perspective Advisors could not do it without them. They are the festival overall sponsor and just such good community supporters all the way around, particularly for our event. But I know they sponsor so many other things in this community. Mm-hmm. We really, really appreciate them. And then ABB is our light sponsor. It is not cheap to put all the lights up that we do, and they sponsor our lights, and we really appreciate that. They've been in the they've been with us since the get-go. This is our fifth anniversary, believe it or not. This will be a fifth year we've done this, and just those two and there's so many other sponsors too, but those are our two lead major sponsors. I just want to give a huge shout out. We do still have some sponsorships if anyone's interested. Obviously we can't do this without sponsors. And you know, people go, they think when we say sponsors sometimes, Chamber's making money. When that's, if it's good weather, yes, we might, that we kind of invest into next year, goes to the programming and different things too, maintenance, that kind of thing. But it's a risk. If we have really bad weather, it's a risk. And the board was willing to take that risk to bring it to the community. And like you said, it's the reason, one of the main reasons we did it was to highlight our downtown, to bring people to our community and showcase our community. And last year, I was amazed how many out of Washington County zip codes.
Yes.
Copan down to, Oshelade or whatever. If they were outside of Washington County, they're obviously coming in. They're day trippers. And we had some that came from far away and were using some hotel nights even. So I don't think there's lots of that. But the more we can spread the word, and we're really going to work with statewide organizations, tourism organizations, to help, get the word out about the festival. And we just had lots of out-of-town people, as well as our own community. And what's funny, when we say we think our own community knows about downtown, there's people that live on the east side of town, work on the east side of town. They never venture down here, and they come down and they're amazed.
They
like, oh, I had no idea, So it's a little Hallmark piece of Hallmark is what we try to create, to use a kind of cliche term. But it is. It's magical. It's very family friendly. Lots of parking. There's a lot behind it. It's just there's so many pros to being able to skate here. So.
This is going to be wonderful. And, of course, and if you want to know what's going on with the Chamber, again, the website?
Bartlesville.com. So I know, like you said, we've thrown out a lot today, but just please visit our website. It also talks about Chamber membership if you're interested.
Yes.
Talks about benefits, why be a member, different things that are available. So just please give us a holler, and we'd love to sit down and talk to you.
I'm running late, but you know what? I don't care because we've got a lot of people that are moving into the area. You were mentioning this in the green room.
Yes, we do. I won't say every day, but I love talking to these people coming in. We have people probably 2-3 times a week coming into the Chamber. So, maybe they aren't venturing into the Chamber, but we have them coming into the Chamber looking to move here, checking out the community, and they're so impressed. And it's so fun to be able to talk about our community. And our community guide, which right now we are selling our ads in, it's a relocation guide, community guide, has so much great information and just really is a great selling piece for our community. And they love that book, gives them everything they need to know. It's amazing how many people are looking to get out of the rat race of some of the places they're coming from. So we are a beautiful hidden gem. So it's fun to sell.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Appreciate it as always. And you've been listening to Community Connection.
Is it time to start thinking about